And you're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Ben Vowsler. We're talking about the body clock this week. Our guest, Professor Russell Foster from Oxford University, we'll let him off for that, and Cambridge University's Dr. Ak Reddy. Let's kick off with a question that's been sent in by Angie. She's in Chelmsford.
I've had poor sight all my life. I was born premature, and so they said it was retrolental fibroplasia. In 04, I lost my right eye, and last year, I lost my left. But for the last 20 years, I haven't been sleeping very well. I'm feeling so sick and nauseous in the mornings. Any clues?
Russell, what do you think might be going on with someone who, in Angie's case, was one of the things we raised in the interview, may not actually have any eyes that function?
Yeah, I mean, what we know is that if you have no eyes, then your ability to regulate internal time is effectively lost in humans. And so what Angie will be experiencing is essentially a constant drifting of the body clock. Now, Alan Bird at the Institute of Ophthalmology has been able to stabilise individuals with no eyes by using 3 milligrams of melatonin in the evening. And so what would be useful is either Angie could contact me directly or her local GP, and she needs to be advised by an ophthalmologist.
Terrific. Ben.